The White Feathers Directive, Episode 10, Surrounded, or These Aren't My Parents.
Director, sensors have picked up the Kohinata Angel again. She's in the same vicinity as Sekai.
We should have expected this.
Director Nakamura was stalking irritably back and forth amongst the various sensor and communications consoles.
They're all tainted by celestial blood. Saeki, too. They're marshaling their forces against us. We have to strike now. Weaken them while we still can. Order Raptor 2 to engage the Angel with everything he's got. Raptor 3 will continue targeting Saeki.
The Raptor's ordnance won't be of any use against the Angel. She's taken worse than that before without even twitching.
I know. I just want to keep her distracted. I want Raptors 4 and 5 prepped for launch. Load out Omega 2.
Omega 2? Nuclear warheads?
Yes. And inform the pilots that this mission is an A7 directive. They won't be coming back.
Makia was floating motionless in midair above the town, sensing her surroundings.
It appears the area around town has turned into a site of warfare.
Makia didn't like the idea of that at all. At least they were outside of town here. But still, a misguided missile or a crashing plane could cause civilian casualties.
It is obvious that Director Nakamura doesn't care about that at all. Kori, I need you to keep the SEMA forces from attacking me. We cannot allow any civilian casualties. Nanoka, you better stay where you are. I will rescue Father.
The bullets that pierced through the Angel's body turned into red stripes across the sky, which looked not entirely unlike fireworks. The missile turned into a bloom of blue twinkles.
Koshiro, are you all right?
No, but I will manage, Mother.
No Celestial Council is going to convict me for defending myself.
Makia pointed a hand at the incoming jet fighter. It abruptly slowed down, and silver cords emanating from the Angel's body wrapped around it. After the jet had turned into a green bloom of celestial fireworks, there was a parachute descending.
Raptor 2 is down! Repeat, Raptor 2 is down!
Ugh. Is there nothing we can do to stop these damn Celestials? I want everything we have in the air, right now!
Here, Raptor 3, I have lost sight of the target. Repeat, I have lost sight of... actually, both targets. HQ, please confirm the location of the targets. I have no attack vector.
The Angel has vanished again, Director. Celestial energy readings negligible. Sekai is...
No, let me guess. Saeki is nowhere to be found either.
Yes, sir.
She's playing with us. Taking down one of my fighters so contemptuously, then vanishing into thin air. We have to stop playing the game her way. I'll be in my office. Notify me immediately when you reacquire the Angel.
Does this mean you're canceling the Omega 2 loadouts on Raptors 4 and 5?
Not at all.
This is bad, isn't it? Major, I don't want to die.
Zenzo, what in heaven are you doing here, you fool?
Zenzo looked up, shielding his eyes against the Angel's bright radiation.
Maki? Maki-chan, it's you! What's going on?
As Makia turned into her human form, the light ceased. She was lying on top of Zenzo, in a king-sized double bed, in an unknown home, completely on the other side of town.
You are naked.
Naturally, my dear. Oh, it has been such a long time.
Oh, I am happy to be seeing you again, too.
What just happened?
Nanoka closed her eyes and tried reaching out again to find her mother's presence in the confines of her awareness.
Kasan? Oto-san? She's gone. They're both gone.
Her gaze went slightly abstracted as she focused inward and outward at the same time, tapping into that weird locus of power that she could feel inside herself and all around herself, all at the same time.
Kasan? Oto-san? Where are you? Are you safe?
Don't worry. We just find them.
What about Nanoka? Where is Nanoka? We need to find her, Maki-chan.
How rude of you to think of another girl in a cuddly moment like this. Don't worry. Nanoka is safe and sound. Now back to where we left off. Please take good care of your wife.
Makia took both his hands, placing them firmly on her breasts.
My wife? What do you expect of me? You left with Nanoka without even telling me where you were going. You left a note telling me not to look for the two of you. That was 10 years ago. What was I supposed to think? Suddenly I didn't have a wife anymore, and then Koshiro vanished too.
Makia let her shoulders hang. She didn't let go of his hands, though.
Sima had found me, and I didn't mean to put any of you in danger. How can I possibly apologize? I have even left myself behind. For 10 years, I didn't exist. Only today I have returned, and the world now is like this. The Celestial Council is not going to let my sins pass unpunished.
Major, I don't want to die.
I don't want to die in such a way either. The Director is exceeding his authority in ordering the Omega-2 loadouts for use in inhabited areas.
Ah, right, he does, doesn't he?
That is definitely not within Sima's mandate. I think we have adequate cause to request that Director Nakamura's fitness for duty be scrutinized.
Sir, wouldn't that be considered mutiny?
Not if we have clear justification.
We didn't even try to catch any of the angels.
Catch them? Ha! All of our operations today have ended in failure. It is clear that Sima is not equipped to deal with celestial entities. At this point in time, Sima's continued operations against the Kohinata Angel are nothing more than an expression of Director Nakamura's overblown ego.
Yes, but Major, wouldn't it be amazing to gain insight, or even just a bit of an angel's power?
That, obviously, depends on the price at which this power comes.
My father should have one in the bedroom.
It's kind of cool that you have such a big house, mostly for yourself. Hey, you ever take a girl to your parents' bedroom? I wonder what it's like.
Nah, nothing special, really.
Didn't you say your parents aren't at home?
Masayuki already had his photo phone ready.
These aren't my parents.
Yukio stared, dumbfounded at the beautiful naked women in his parents' bed. Makia smiled in her innocent, angelic manner, completely ignoring the boys.
Don't worry, darling. Nanaka and Koshiro are really safe.
Kasan? Ato-san?
Hell's bells, speaking of the devil. Or rather, half-angel.
Where are you? Are you safe?
Don't worry, Nanaka. Mother and father are both safe, too.
Excuse me?
See? I told you.
Oh, thank goodness.
There was a flash of bright light, and an angel was hovering under the ceiling. A split second later, the angel and her human husband were gone.
Huh. I didn't know this camera could take over 10 billion photos.
Let me see. I don't think it can.
Oh, crap! Not again!
Well, anyway, what was that all about?
You're slow on the uptake as always, aren't you? Koinata's mother is an angel. What's your problem with that?
Yukio shrugged.
Now, no problem at all. I always knew that Nanoko-chan was special ever since we were taking photos of her.
Alright. Now, let's see if we can find your father's camera.
In the downtown part of the city, the front facade of an otherwise innocuous-looking government building suddenly exploded, sending an oily black cloud of smoke coursing up to billow around the building's upper floors. Kuri stepped from the flaming interior of the building, wearing SEMA combat armor and carrying a small arsenal of weaponry.
The C4 charges did the trick. This takes care of the SEMA weapons cache. Now, where next? Where is Maki-sama?
Kuri-chan, is that you?
Nanaka?
What happened here? Why are you wearing armor? And all these weapons?
Nanaka, don't get close to her.
Shiro?
What? But why?
Kuri aimed her rifle at Shiro.
On whose side are you?
Shiro placed himself protectively in front of Nanaka.
On my mother's side.
What's going on?
Kuri lowered the gun.
Oh, that's good news for a change. However, the situation is really bad. The director is going all out against your mother.
Director? Why is Kuri-chan pointing a gun at us? Shi-chan!
Calm down, little sister. Kuri is with SEMA.
Nanaka boldly stepped up in front of Koshiro.
What's SEMA? What do they want from our mother?
Kuri bowed deeply in front of the two siblings.
My apologies. I never thought that the Celestial Entity Monitoring Agency would go that far.
Celestial Entity?
An apology with a rifle in your hands is a little...
I'm apologizing. You were with SEMA too.
Nanaka glared at Koshiro.
I didn't exactly volunteer.
Sir, Raptor 3 was taken down. The Angel isn't even in close combat. She was over 7 kilometers away.
The weapon cache just exploded. Space doesn't seem to matter for the Angel at all.
Very well. She wants to play. Status on Omega 2 loadouts.
Ground teams report Raptor 4 is good to go. Raptor 5 projected to be ready in less than 2 minutes.
That won't be enough. We have to have more targets than she can readily handle. We need to carpet bomb the area, overlapping nuclear blasts.
Ikuko just stared at Nakamura from behind, slowly backing away from him towards the door.
He's insane. He's going to kill us all.
The director is right. We need to cover greater areas. We could use the airspace defense missile launchers around the perimeter of the town.
I will check the situation at the weapon cache.
Right! Cover the air with rockets! Then launch the raptors and nuke the Angel to Kingdom Come!
Yes, sir!
She will regret playing games with me.
Northern missile batteries 1 to 5 are ready.
I have to get away from here. How can I save all those people in the town?
Lieutenant Ikuko hurried into the elevator, while tears were floating, glittering in slow motion behind her, from beneath her waving hair.
What have I done?
Hell's bells. What is this? I feel surrounded. This time I cannot hide. Seema threatens the entire population of this town to drive me out.